Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
We are live from Generation Next 2016. It is Kelman on Cliff Central. We have to do some of the usuals. We can't just, you know, be about this Generation Next life here and just speak about brands and young people. We got to stick to what we do best on a Friday. One of the things that we do best is relax its flax. We're going to go straight to it without a sting because I can't seem to find it. But I do have the music that signals that it is the beginning of Relax Its Flax. It's a Friday, which means that this has to happen.
I was going to say, should we make our own sting?
We could have made our own sting, bro.
Let me clear my voice.
Oh, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, that was an amazing clear of the voice.
So good, eh?
Hi, bro.
I'm good, and you?
What's happening?
It's so crazy to think that we're out here and live from here.
I know, it's cool. We're
like
live.
I'm so used to just being in the studio every week.
I know, yeah, it's crazy. Have you ever seen Cutleo outside of CliffCentral.com?
Did you guys bring me here because there's tons of puppies? Is this the only place we could get puppies?
I haven't seen any puppies as of yet, bro.
There's some cool stuff here, though.
There is, yeah. Paint a picture of what's happening out at Gen Next from your perspective right now.
Sort of like stalls everywhere and different brands in the stalls. And then there's like some of the stalls have fun things to do. And then some stalls are just giving you free stuff. So like there's a bounce thing over here. People are jumping on trampolines. You can get your shoes painted by like Converse down there. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. I wanted to do Relax Its Flax jumping on trampolines, but then like it just I was trying to put it together.
I'd be out of breath. I went for a run earlier, and I think I probably did one block, and that was it. I was done.
So it is another Friday edition of Relax Its Flax. The weekend is here, by the way, in case anybody didn't know.
So we've learned.
Oh, no.
Wait, what happened there?
This. Oh, damn. I was trying to play Turn Down for What, and then it just didn't work.
And you got these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, okay. That's basically that. But it is the weekend, dude.
Is it an open bar here?
I think so, but I don't think there's alcohol because it is a kid's thing.
Could have started my weekend. Yeah. Could have done pre-drinks.
Listen, can I just flash back to last weekend?
What happened last weekend?
Your girlfriend Liz's birthday party, which I remember nothing about.
Yeah, no, not much either. Yeah. There was a lot of tequila flowing, eh?
I'm sure you've discussed this in depth on the Gareth Cliff Show.
Not yet, actually.
Not yet.
This is the first.
But her uncle has a club in his house.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's ridiculous. Mm. It's branded and everything.
It's like party central there.
It is party central. Is this an average weekend for you?
No. I mean, I was on the decks that night, so I was playing. I DJed for maybe an hour and a half. Everyone was partying. It was a fun night. Had all friends together.
It was a lot of fun,
yeah. We just partied, drank tequila.
I remember nothing of it, which sometimes implies that it was a good night.
Yeah, there's something about tequila.
Dude, tequila is a
problem. What's your plans this weekend?
Maybe a little bit of tequila tonight. And then it depends on if I'd wake up in a coherent space tomorrow morning.
Let me guess, a park run or something?
No, to go quad biking in Soweto.
Oh, yeah. I've done that, eh? It's really, really cool.
No, apparently it's very, very cool, so I might do that.
You get to go into Shabin's. You get to chill with the dudes there. You have some Black Label. What else did we do? We tried, I think it's called Carp.
Yeah.
It's like the thing to eat when you're in Soweto. What else did we do in there? We went to Shabin's. We chilled. Who are you blowing a kiss to?
I'm blowing a kiss because this is the thing. So we're at Generation Next, and there's sort of people mulling about, and some of them I know, so I was just blowing a kiss to someone that I know.
You couldn't just wave. You blew a kiss.
I was waving, and then you know what happened? Was she started walking towards, and I don't think she realized that we were live, so I was worried she was going to start speaking to me, so I thought I should just signal and blow a kiss. I wasn't blowing a kiss to you, Jax.
I was like, what the hell's going on here? Another thing you must do, you must go to the Soweto Towers and bungee jump. That's another thing I did.
All right.
But I did it after I had gone to the Shabin, so I was a bit tipsy-turny, and then I bungee jumped.
Bungee jumping drunk sounds like a terrible
worst
idea.
Worst decision of my life.
Because I can picture myself throwing up. Oh, it's just a disaster.
What time do you have to be up to
like
do
like 9 a.m.
That's not early.
I don't know if it's Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
Are you guys
bro.
Partying tonight?
Let's get into Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I need your aux cable
okay,
for
I
that
I can
then.
Give you the aux cable.
We'll reach here.
Yeah,
so, you know, everyone claims everybody stole everybody else's music.
Dude.
So, apparently, Ed Sheeran ripped off this dude, Matt Cradle, from X Factor Season 7.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to it because I wanted to wait for Relax Its Flax so we can experience this together.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here. Which one do you want to hear first? Ed Sheeran's photograph or the one he apparently ripped?
I want to hear Ed Sheeran's photograph, so I've got a reference.
Okay, I'm scared it's going to be loud, so let me start it off soft. Oh, wait, you want Ed Sheeran's photograph?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell me if it's coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
Na, na, na.
And it's a nice song, yeah?
I know the song, yeah.
I like Ed Sheeran. Should we skip to like a middle bit?
Yeah.
When it gets hard, you know it can get hard.
Okay, Flax, easy there on you singing along with it, bro.
It is the only thing
I'm obsessed with Ed Sheeran.
Makes us feel alive.
Okay, I've got the gist.
Did you hear like screaming and someone just coughed?
Bro, it's Generation
Next. Is this mic on you?
There's kids. No, that mic is not on.
Yes, these mics are powerful.
Back to the business at hand. Okay. Okay.
So this is Matt Cradle. Let's see if it's actually a really rip. I don't think he ripped this, eh?
Nah, fam.
Let me go to the middle.
This sounds dreadful. This sounds like suicide music. Oh, no. Make it stop, no. Jax. Make it
this
stop.
This like did not steal it.
Make
sorry.
It stop. Do you know what? This is a classic case of a reality star won a competition, thought they were famous, realized they weren't, and thought they needed to get back into the public eye, and so they did something like take on Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, and that chick that took on Bieber last week,
bro,
she lost.
Bro.
So now, Ed Sheeran's not on social media, so he's not even going to respond to this. He's just going to be like, you know what, screw you. You think I stole your song? I didn't. This is my song, and I'm not going to prove it to anybody.
You know, it is a tricky space, though, what isn't original. We had a guy on a couple of days ago, live from the States. In one of Beyonce's songs on her album, Lemonade, she uses Turn My Swag On, which is a Soulja Boy reference.
Yeah?
And Soulja Boy has had to be credited as one of the writers of that song because she used the line. So, and he might win a Grammy if that album wins a Grammy.
And he's going to make cash off it as well.
He is coining it. It's one of the most successful commercial things he's ever done. And he never asked her to use it. She just used it.
Is that $400 million deal Soulja Boy was talking about?
I don't know. No, I think that's his branding deal. But he's going to make a truckload of money out of this Beyonce thing.
Oh, my God. Remember last week I was telling you, Oaks, about Pete Diddy and everyone that's following and stuff like that, and you guys are like, ah, nothing's happening. They just may be friends in the Ciroc life. Remember you said that they're part of the Ciroc Nation and shit like that?
Yeah.
All right, so let me read you headlines from today.
Boom, Flax. I feel like you're getting an I told you so moment ready.
Breaking news. MT signs a record-breaking deal with Pete Diddy Bad Boy Records.
Wow, MT signed with Pete Diddy?
So how's that, eh? I called it last week. I said, something's up, guys. Pete Diddy's following all the rappers. He's following Delez. Like, that's really weird.
And now he's officially signed MT.
He's on Pete Diddy's label now.
Bro, I think we're going to have to reposition your segment. I think that you need to be our hip-hop guy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hip-hop segment with Mike Flax.
We should get AKA in here and I tell him his future.
Okay, that's a good idea. Producer Kat, do you think we could organize AKA here so Flax can tell him his future?
Tell him his future.
Hang on. Say that again.
Tell him his future.
Oh, no, your Mike's microphone. Off. I think it's off. There you go.
Who put it off?
I think I did. I was messing around with it.
Cabaret. Trying to sabotage me.
Do you think we can get AKA here?
No, I went to like fifth season. It's just down the road from us. And I went there, I was like, hi. So I was wondering if we could get Keenan in for an interview on Cliff Central. She was like, no. He doesn't have time.
Did you tell him his friend Michael Flax is going to be here?
Brother, I dropped your name and they were like, no, sir. But don't worry, when he comes out here in the door, yeah, we're going to...
Yeah, you must keep a lookout. All eyes on him, eh?
Yeah, always.
You did manage to touch base with Amanda Dupont, though, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, she's looking so hot.
Can we listen to it?
Yeah, sure. Okay, sick. I touched base with her on body shaming because... I got body shamed the other day on Twitter.
People were
calling me fat on Twitter and all this
stuff.
What
happened?
So Gareth took a photo of me and he wanted to ask people like if my hat looks cool. Next minute, people just started calling me fat and all this shit. And I was like,
fam.
Usually it would affect me. Like catch me like maybe like 10 years ago, it would have affected me.
Yeah, because you were fat.
Because I was fat. But because I was fat, I've heard every freaking fat joke and every freaking thing you can say about fat people. It doesn't affect me, you know? I there's no ideal body shape for anybody. And Amanda, she feels the same way about me.
Let's take a listen, bro.
Oh, wait, I hadn't got enough yet.
By the way, she did look incredible. She's out at Generation Next. Her show, Skim Sum, that she's a star of, just absolutely kills it every year at Generation Next. One of the most popular TV shows in the country. This is Flax touching base with Amanda Dupont.
I'm with Amanda Dupont right now. And I want to talk to you about body shamers. Like, online, people get trolled all the time. Everyone gets it, and you've got quite a high Twitter following, and I'm sure people say mean things to you all the time. How do you deal with it? How do you ignore it? Does it ever get your head?
No, honestly, I think I work so hard working out and trying to eat right, so it's very difficult for me to entertain someone who says on my Instagram, like, you're shapeless. I hear it all. You have no butt. Like, you need plastic surgery. You know, I think when you're comfortable and confident in who you are, I mean, this is the body that God gave me. Unless I have Kim Kardashian's plastic surgeon, darling, it's not going to change. You know what I mean? So I think we should just embrace who we are and also maybe wear waist trainers. If you are going to feel like people are shaming you then, and you're not trying to hear it, then wear waist trainers so that you can be fleeking.
I've always had the idea that celebrities should all get together and just talk to the kids and say, listen, people are going to say mean things about you all the time. It's how you choose to deal with it. Like, sometimes celebrities will go on a rant on Twitter and stuff like that, but I like it when they sort of pull back and they say, guys, listen, this is the way God made me. There's no, like, ideal shape. Do you think, how do you feel about this?
It's funny. I think as you get older, I would advise you to almost play the ignore button, because I think if you ignore someone, then they don't exist, and then that kills them inside, and then they just keep it moving. But if to the young generation, I want to say, stand up for yourself. This is where you're building your personality. Don't let someone walk over you and tell you, this is Cliff Central, I can say shit, tell you that you're shit and you're not shit. You know, be strong and be confident and fight for yourself.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. This is your boyfriend right here. I want to know, when people like say stuff on Twitter to you, like, oh my God, you're so hot, or like inappropriate things, how do you handle it? Like, how do you respond to it, given that you're in a relationship? Like, there's a fine line you have to draw, and you know, like, not to to still respect like the relationship, if you know what I mean.
I mean, in the beginning we would spend a lot of time blocking and deleting people, but if you have, you know, over a million people interacting with you daily, trust me, out of every 1,000, there should at least be 10 or 20 that won't feel your vibe, that will be rude, like, I can't wait to suck your toes or some random stuff. You just learn to ignore it. You can't expect everyone to sing church hymns when you walk by. You can't control people's personalities. It's love either way, so I'm chilled. I don't care.
I know we're talking about Twitter a lot, but I want to know, do you ever get those days where you're just like, okay, I'm not looking at Twitter today. I'm over, like, I don't need people saying mean things to me or anything like that.
Those days don't exist for me. I wake up, go pee, check Twitter, check Instagram.
Hey, let's go through your morning routine. First thing you do when you get out of bed, first app you look at, and first thing you eat.
First thing I drink is coffee. First thing I do is go to the loo, usually in my loo time, then I'm immediately on Instagram, like, it's popping for me. Of late, Snapchat, and then, yeah, I drink coffee, read my Bible.
And your weekends, what are those like? Are you going out partying on Saturday night, or is that date night?
Pure example, date night would be amazing. But I feel like for me, date night is every night. An example of my weekend, I mean, tomorrow I have 2 shoots, a church service in the morning. Sunday I have a potential shoot as well. So for as long as there's work, I'm working. And love exists for me within all of that.
I've never ever like been on set for one of these shoots and stuff. I heard it's hard work. Like, I heard there's a mad call time. Constantly people are putting makeup on you.
It's so annoying. First of all, they cake you with makeup. And I really can't stand makeup. And yes, we wake up really, really early. But the post of it is that sometimes you finish, what people don't tell you is that they may be waking up at 4 o'clock, but sometimes we finish at 11 or 1 o'clock. So which other job or career could you be doing that and owning your time? So I think if you love something, it's not, for me, it's not a drag. I love it.
Amanda Dupont, where can we follow you on social media? We want to keep up with you.
Are you joking? I'm just kidding. You can follow me at Amanda Dupont on Instagram, on Twitter, and they hacked my Facebook account, so forget about Facebook, and Amanda Dupont on Snapchat as well.
Wait, what do you mean they hacked your Facebook account? Who did it?
I Well, if I knew, maybe I would like point a BB gun at their head. But it's three Instagram accounts later. Facebook. Facebook has actually created a general account on my behalf, so I'm cool with that. I'm chilled.
Did they post anything inappropriate?
They do it all the time. They still do it now, as if it's me. What?
Yeah, body shamers have got to stop, eh?
Dude, it's a huge, huge problem.
And
it's
social media.
You were a victim of it.
I wouldn't say victim because it didn't really affect me. But I sat back and I was like, imagine this was some kid in school that had like low self-confidence and now everyone's calling them fat and ugly and all this. Like, that's going to affect the kid.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's
to me,
so
I just put my middle finger in the air and say, like, F you. Like, it doesn't affect me.
You just got to favorite all those tweets that you got in reply.
I did, eh?
Yeah.
I favorited every single... And you know what? They just ended up following me. And they took my following up and they took it to the next, like, digit.
Okay, we're relaxing with Flax. It's a Friday. This is how we feel. It was good to touch base there with Amanda DuPont. Let's get back to business here. What other celebrities we speak about? G-Eazy, what's up?
Apparently, he had the maddest 27th birthday bash.
Oh, no, he's not 27 and so successful. I don't want to be depressed.
Let me just tell you, I watched a video of some photographer humping Pamela Anderson at his birthday party. That's how crazy it was.
A photographer humping Pamela Anderson.
And there was just drugs everywhere.
Drugs
just
everywhere.
Drugs and drugs.
Wow.
They had 300 rolled joints just on the table. There's this one company they called Kush Cake. They like organize weed and make you weed cakes, and they made him cake pop edibles made of weed. There was jars of weed to smoke.
Because it's legal in do you have it in California? Is this where the party was?
Where does it say his party was? It didn't actually say where his party was.
If it was California, yeah, it would have been legal with the weed, but not the drugs. Like, drugs are never legal. There's no country where drugs are legal.
He had party next door there. Isn't that the dude that's hooking up with Kylie Jenner?
Might be.
Yeah,
listen,
I think it is.
I don't want to talk about this more because that sounds like it was a hell of a lot of fun.
This party, yeah. I wish I was there.
G-Eazy is so cool though.
I'm still trying to see what he is. Like, is he a rapper? Is he R&B? What is he?
He's like a Drake, bro. He can be a rapper and he can be R&B. He's versatile.
I also don't feel like he's utilizing his potential.
Well, this is how you don't get invited to his parties.
He needs to be doing collabs.
This is why you were not at his birthday party.
He needs to be
He just did a song with Chris Brown. What's your problem?
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
What's it called?
You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, Flax.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
What else?
Oh, well, of course, there's the biggest breaking news story to hit mankind.
Yeah?
Justin Bieber got in a fight last night. Did you see it? Did you watch the video?
Why does he keep fighting with everyone? I haven't seen the video. I did see stuff about it, but I'm not that interested anymore.
Well, this morning I just saw the video, but now I know why they fought.
What happened? Okay. Wasn't it was designer?
No.
The guy that sings
this
Panda?
Was a random person.
Another one.
This was outside like a club or something. Justin was apparently a bit drunk. And some dude came up to him and wanted Justin to sign an autograph for his girlfriend who was there as well. And Justin replies, "No autographs tonight, mother effer." And this dude's like, "What the hell?" And Justin was apparently puffing his chest and he got all like defensive and stuff and like pushing
and
shoving.
Where were the bodyguards though?
Also, from the video, I can't see any of Justin's
bodyguards.
I thought Justin
doesn't go anywhere without a bodyguard.
I know. Maybe he just like snuck away from them or something. But anyway, Justin threw the first punch. This dude was 6.5 meters tall. It is meters, right?
So where did that punch land?
No, I lie. 6'5". How can you be 6 meters tall? The punch basically hit the dude's like neck. And then the dude just pummeled him and threw him to the ground.
So what did Bieber look like at the end of it?
Bieber looked perfect because Justin went to Instagram and posted up a photo. Not even a scratch on his face, he says.
Huh. He's just being a bit of a punk again. I don't like it when he does this.
He's just got to stay in his lane, eh? Stop messing up.
Let's talk breastfeeding.
How do you transition from Justin Bieber to breastfeeding?
Well, he needs to maybe be breastfed to sort himself out.
Okay, now this is pretty odd, this story. It's a 36-year-old man who... Can you even say no? His girlfriend lets him breastfeed off her boobs.
No. Okay.
How do you position that?
First of all, let me check there's no kids around because we are broadcasting live from the Generation Next.
Do you remember what we
awards?
Did last year at the Generation 16 Awards? Okay, so
I don't want to get sidetracked too much though, but tell me.
Okay, so last year I thought I was like all cool and stuff and I said, Aria, I bet you I can get these girls' number. And it was like these two hot girls standing like far away from us. And they looked like they were at least like 20 years old. So we brought them on air and you can get the podcast. We brought them on air. I'm busy flirting. I'm busy chatting to them. and like very close to getting their numbers. And then I asked them what their weekend plans were. And the one girl goes, I'm studying. So I said, oh yeah, which varsity are you at? What course are you studying? She goes, no, I'm studying for prelims. And then I'm like, whoa, let's stop this interview right now.
It was a great moment. Yeah. This is why I'm glad we podcast everything. Because, you know, we get to relive these moments.
They were young. But they looked, that's the thing, eh? Girls like sometimes look older than they really are. That's the thing with makeup.
Check for ID, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking breastfeeding.
Yeah. So, 36-year-old bodybuilding boyfriend. On a full-time basis, he's a bodybuilder. And when he gets home, he breastfeeds off his girlfriend, Jennifer Mulford. And she was a bartender, but she quit her job so she can now do this adult breastfeeding relationship full on with him.
But wait, how is she? I thought you have to have a baby to breastfeed.
Apparently, you can trick the body into thinking it's had like a baby.
Cat Leo.
We need to ask you a question quick. When it comes to breastfeeding, don't you have to have had a baby?
Not necessarily.
Because did you hear about this guy now, Flax,
yes,
telling me,
whose girlfriend stays home to breastfeed him?
Yeah, yes. How crazy.
So nowadays there's like, okay.
I guess it's hormone pills you can take.
Yeah. So for women who are like gay or whatever, if one of them can carry a baby, and then if they both want to breastfeed, the other woman has to take like hormone pills, and then milk will start to develop in her breast. So you don't have to have a baby to be able to breastfeed.
This couple even has a routine, like they'll wake up in the middle of the night so they can like reenact a baby waking up in the middle of the night. And then he goes and he breastfeeds off her.
He's a creep. It's not for grown men, it's for babies.
What's the
furthest? Isn't that illegal? Wouldn't it be illegal to breastfeed?
It's not illegal. No, that's their personal decision.
Oh my God, that's
it's just problem. Weird.
And it's a thing, it's called ABR, Adult Breastfeeding Relationship.
No, we're not here for that.
No.
We're not here for that.
What's the furthest you would go for your significant other?
Well, I wouldn't breastfeed then.
Yeah, this is an extreme, eh? I don't even want that question counterparted back.
Oh, my word. I don't know.
Is that a word? Counterparted.
Well, it is now.
Counter-strike, whatever.
Okay, talk to me about the Playboy Mansion. That sounds exciting.
It's got sold, eh?
How much?
More than $100 million, apparently.
Wow, more than $100 million to live in a house where people have just had ridiculous amounts of sex and done very odd kinky things. That's a lot of money to pay for that.
You see, the Oak's not even going to live in the house.
What are
you going to do with it? Their next door neighbor bought it. I think his name is Metropolos, something like that. He bought the house, and now he's going to bash down the house and make his house bigger. So he wants his house to be about
He spent $100 million on land?
Bro, this is just money for days.
Dude.
He's going to make his house 7.3 acres.
Dude, that's. I would have bought it and turned it into a museum or something. I don't know.
Apparently it's like dilapidated, eh?
Okay. Listen, it can't be that dilapidated down for $100 million.
You basically just want to go see it. But when you see like the walls are falling apart, you don't really want to own the Playboy Mansion. It loses, like you'll live in it for like a couple of years.
A lot of money to spend on something that you're going to bash down. That's like dumb money.
There's a lot of rich people
money
out there.
Bro, we're doing something wrong.
There's Oaks flying private jets.
People are Archer.
I want to go on a private jet.
Wasn't it Somizi that was telling you about his private jet?
I had a chat to Somizi the other night.
Tell me what happened.
Basically, he met a dude and they became friends and the dude invited him on his private jet. Like a private jet. I think he owns a private jet. Do you know how expensive it is to own a private jet?
Dude, it's
levels. You're looking at way over 100 million rand.
The cost of the fuel alone is just wild.
Side note, I heard AKA is coming here.
Yes, he is.
Who
this
else?
Is the second time that you brought this up.
Yo, I'm very excited to see him, but where's he?
AKA is going to be performing at the Under-19 Generation Next party this evening.
Yeah. Is there a party here?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Who's DJing?
Euphonic.
Oh.
Mac G. Bunch
Wait,
of people.
I thought Euphonic and AKA aren't friends.
Well, they sort of separated them out on the lineup.
They knew they weren't friends.
Okay, we got to bury this Playboy Mansion story, but burying people seems to be becoming somewhat of a sport, or at least grave digging is. What's up?
There's now like grave digging competition spreading across Europe. Basically, teams of two, and whoever can dig the grave the fastest, according to regulation size. And they win the competition. They're doing it to sort of, what's the word? Bring up morale and sort of lose the bad view on grave diggers. Like, say, sort of people have a negative view of grave diggers. They think they're, like, not as qualified and not as educated and things like that. But that's not true. There's some weird ass competitions.
It's very odd that. How do you feel at a cemetery?
I try avoid cemeteries as much as possible.
Yeah, I only go to cemeteries if somebody needs to be buried. I
don't enjoy them.
No.
They creep me out. I feel like a ghost is there.
They don't creep me out as much as I thought they would creep me out, but there is still a level to... It's odd to be at a cemetery. Like, it's just... It's never going to feel comfortable for me.
And I sometimes feel like I'm bringing back a ghost with me home. And then I don't want a ghost in my house.
I mean, I don't feel that strongly about it.
No, you're now going to... Every time you go there, you're going to feel like you're dragging a ghost back with you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for that. Okay, give me one big story, Flax.
Beer goggles. They've done surveys on 1,000 people, and apparently beer goggles are the real thing. 3/4 of women, that's 74%, said that alcohol had made a man they had not previously fancied on a date seem more attractive. And 84% out of this 1,000 people, men said a few drinks had changed unfavorable first impressions of a female date. So beer goggles do exist.
It is so, so true. I can vouch for that only because I know that I think I'm so cool when I'm drunk. And then like when people have paid me back footage, I've been like, you're really actually not that cool. You're actually a bit of a dumb idiot.
I'll be like dancing on tables, like thinking I'm P. Diddy.
Stuff I would never do in real life.
Spraying bottles of like the cheapest champagne possible.
It's just
not a good
look.
And then I see a video and I look like an idiot.
Dude. So I can absolutely see how you would think that people are more attractive.
But I do find beer goggles sort of like, because you don't think as much when you're drunk. You're sort of just like, ugh, I'm in it for the ride.
You're more in the moment.
Yeah, you're more in the moment. You're more relaxed. You're not judging people. That's why I find it's easier to make friends with people in a new circle, like around a couple drinks.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it's a great, I almost said lubricator. And then I thought, is that the right word? It's a great way to get people to be a little bit more easy on the tongue.
Yeah, just open up a bit.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I don't think drinking is a bad thing. I mean, it's a
good
bad
way
thing.
To network around a couple of drinks.
It's obviously a bad thing if you're an alcoholic, I mean, if you don't take it to that point, it's okay.
Yeah. But I mean, pre-drinks, meeting new people, a date. I say if you go on a date, have a glass of wine. That's like the best thing you can do just to like loosen up a bit, you know?
Absolutely. I saw Tall Ass Mo just walk past. We're going to see if we can grab him to round out today's edition of Relax It's Flax.
Oh, really? Tall Ass Mo?
Yeah, we like Tall Ass Mo. He's always funny on the
show.
He's
on You Got Got.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
That's right. That's that MTV show.
With, what's his name again? We had him on Garrett Show.
Oscar.
Yes. Von Nemity.
Yes.
How did that slip my mind? It's like the coolest name.
You like to prank people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame. I actually pranked my girlfriend for her birthday and it didn't go
what
so
did
well.
What did you do?
So I know she really wanted a cat.
Yeah,
like a live cat. Yeah, like she wants a kitten.
That's a commitment.
Together. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and I don't want one. So what I did was I like hid the presents in the room. So I closed the room door and I got cat noises on my phone, and I let them play. And then I covered her eyes as we walked into the room, and then she heard the cat noises and she thought it was a cat, and she got so excited. And then she like ripped my hand off like from covering her eyes. And then she was so disappointed that I didn't have a cat.
What a shit prank.
Yeah. I thought it would be really funny, but I wasn't recording it at the time. Yeah, so it didn't turn out so
that
well.
That sucks.
What happened to Tall Ass Mo?
Yeah, what happened to Tall Ass Mo?
He says he will come back later.
Okay.
Because he just arrived, so...
He wants to check it out.
Yeah. Well, can I just, like...
Flax, you're going to be responsible for that interview, by the way.
Tall Ass Mo.
Tall Ass Mo, yeah.
So, I'm going to make it a short interview.
Cool.
Did you get that? Tall Ass, short.
Wow, no. It's fine, brother. Anyway, so the awards are going on in the background, right? And I am shocked that Samsung beat iPhone. They won the award. And
for what, best phone?
Yes, that's what the kids like. They like Samsung more than they like iPhone. And then also, just now, Metro FM beat 5FM. So the kids are listening to Metro more than they are 5.
But that happened last year as well.
But how?
I don't know.
As their age, there's nothing I want to listen to on Metro. No offense.
I see you are touched now by this.
I'm just asking.
Okay, so in case you didn't know, we're live from Generation Next. Every year they give out awards for the coolest brands as kids vote for them. All right, Flax, we've got to wrap this up. We got to get on with our Generation Next coverage. Mm. Tell me, how do we keep up with you all day? And by the way, we're still going to hear back from you.
I'm going to stay here for the rest of the night. Hopefully, they let me into this party, this under 18 party. And then we're just going to party the night away, guys.
Just hoping. It's Flax and the 7-year-olds.
No, guys, we'll party. I want a DJ here. I'm going to try ask Euphonic if I can play maybe like a little set with
him. Just bump into a set. I think that's a good idea.
Maybe I can do like a collab up there with AKA.
Flax, how do we keep up all day?
You can follow me on Twitter. I just hit my 10,000 mark on Twitter.
Nice.
So go follow me at Michael Flax. Do that right now. My Facebook page needs a bit of love, so go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax. And of course, I've got Snapchat. You can follow me at Generation X right now if you go follow me on Snapchat. Mike Flax, MikeFlax. And Instagram, Michael Flax. And basically, that's it.
Power. That there is another dope edition of Relax, It's Flax for a Friday live from Generation X 2016. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Relax, It's Flax.